This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, churches fight back against California's ban on worship and Bible studies. That story right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
As the fight against the coronavirus continues, California Governor Gavin Newsom continues to discriminate against churches with his sweeping regulations. The religious liberty advocate firm Liberty Counsel has filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction on behalf of Harvest Rock Church and Harvest International Ministry against Governor Gavin Newsom's unconstitutional COVID-19 orders, which prohibit all indoor worship services, including home Bible studies and fellowship, while still encouraging mass gatherings of protesters throughout the state. The California governor doesn't consider religious services essential, and his executive orders have revealed his bias. In May 19th's executive and public health orders, Newsom ordered a total prohibition on religious worship services, regardless of the number attending, or whether social distancing and personal hygiene practices were followed, including attendances at in-home worship services. On May 25th, the governor issued his Guidance for Places of Worship and Providers of Religious Services and Cultural Ceremonies, which says that places of worship must therefore limit attendance to 25% of building capacity, or a maximum of 100 attendees, whichever is lower, and that services would only be allowed after a county public health department official's approval of religious services. On July 1st, places of worship were ordered to discontinue singing and chanting activities, also restricting churches from holding outside services to the number of people who wear strict physical distancing measures of a minimum of 6 feet between attendees of different households could be followed. On July 6th, the governor issued yet another revised worship guideline, which was even more limiting. However, while discriminating against churches and worship services, the governor has continued to encourage thousands of protesters to gather throughout the state without any safety precautions or criminal sanctions. Even in the state website, they say that if you attend a protest, remember that confidential free testing is available. And in response to the question, "Can I attend church?" the website says indoor services in places of worship must be discontinued. And to the question, "Can I practice my religious faith?" the state answers, "In-person religious gatherings have been restricted." As states try their best to deal with the coronavirus pandemic, it is important to remember that nothing can stop you from worshiping Jesus, praying, and studying the Word of God. Just like the prophet Daniel continued to pray even when he knew it was illegal, nothing could stop him from doing what he knew was right and honoring to God. Let's pray that these injunctions and restraining orders will be a solid defense for the churches of California. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.